Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. For the past three summers, Optimus Theater has presented Shakespeare in the Park for Milwaukee audiences. Starting with The Tempest in 2010, the company has also produced Twelfth Night and Macbeth. For these past 3 years, the company has performed at Alverno College, but this summer finds them performing in a new space, the amphitheater in Cottage Park. On the bill this year is As You Like It, the story of banishment and forgiveness, mistaken identity, and true love that's set in the Forest of Arden. It's directed by Tom Reed, who's also Optimist's associate artistic director, and it stars Kristen Harmergren as the heroine, Rosalind. Tom and Kristen join me in the studio now. Welcome both of you to Lake Effect.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Optimus Theater's fourth, am I right, Tom?
Yes, it's your fourth season.
Fourth season, but brand new things going on, really exciting things because you're in a new home.
Yeah, brand new space. Cadish Park, which is a park that is maintained by the COA, the Children's Outing Association. It's right in the heart of the city. The audience gets a beautiful view of the city. It's one of the best views of the cityscape in the city. It also presents its challenges because there's no wings, there's no backstage, et cetera. So, but it's a pretty thrilling space to be in just when you first arrive there and look out at the city. And we're really excited. I think we're going to be able to draw a really diverse crowd there. And I'm really happy that the COA has given us this opportunity.
And also, didn't BMO Harris sort of step in as a new partner as well?
BMO Harris stepped in big time to help us. We are funded, of course, sort of grassroots. We have a lot of people that give anywhere between, you know, $10 and $1,000. And then we got we received a $20,000 matching grant from BMO Harris, which is allowing us to do this and pay our wonderful performers and tech folk. We don't charge for tickets, so there's no money coming in that way. So we're very grant and donation dependent.
So what are some of the challenges in this new space? I mean, it's obviously got some advantages in that it's got this beautiful view, and from everything I've read, it's got nice acoustics and all of that. But what are some of your technical challenges?
Well, like I said, there's no wing space, there's no backstage space, and the audience is on a hill, and then they're facing the amphitheater, and then directly behind the amphitheater is another steep hill. So the backstage of the amphitheater is a steep hill. So that's a big challenge. The things that have been done there before have all been amplified, and we're going natural voice. So we actually did have to figure out how to make the sound pop a little bit better and what to do with the lights and where to put them. Jason Fassel is our lighting designer. And he brought in lighting trees with weatherproof lights to set those up. And things are looking good, though.
Okay.
Things are looking good. Yeah, it's going to be a production where one of the unique things about it is the audience is going to see a lot of the nuts and bolts, the behind-the-scenes kind of things that happen.
So have you incorporated that into your direction, you know, just making that whole – kind of how the sausage is made part of the production?
Oh, yes, most definitely. There's going to be a little bit of interaction between the actors and the audience. We're trying to make it a more audience-centric production.
In what way?
Involving the audience in the production. There's a point where we're hoping we'll get them cheering at the beginning of the show. There are spots where there's one actor that's going to be sitting in the house and sitting in the audience and delivering lines. And I've also encouraged the actors, if they want to say hello to people after the show, to do so.
In costume and in,
yep.
in character. Yeah. So, well, Kristen, let's bring you in on the conversation because you're playing Rosalind. I should say we haven't even said the name of the play. It's As You Like It.
Yes.
That you're doing this time,
yes.
Which is one of the most wonderful comedies of Shakespeare. And you are playing Rosalind, and it's one of the most delicious parts, I think, ever.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the tops when you're looking at female roles, not only, you know, to me, not only in Shakespeare, but just in any – all of the dramatic canon. So – it's incredible. We have been at it, you know, together in rehearsal for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I've been working on it for a while before that, but every day there's something new. It's just a very complex, interesting role.
I feel is the first lucky. Time you've done this, done the role?
It is, yes.
So, okay, so diving into it literally, as you say, she's so complex.
Yeah.
And yet it's also very, very funny.
It is. It's very funny, and it's she's just so lively. And you have so many opportunities to play and to put on different hats. I mean, I know that I had a time in the rehearsal process where I felt the same thing that Rosalind feels, I think, where when she goes into the forest and she dresses as a man, first to protect herself, but then she sort of really gets into it, that I had this time in rehearsal where I kind of let myself go, like, oh, yeah, now I can act like a boy and do all those things that go along with it. And, you know, maybe you're just playing and making fun of how you think boys are, or maybe you're doing things that you always wished you could. And, you know, I like to think of myself as not too held back by being a girl in 2013. But you surprise yourself sometimes when you think about those things. So it's really a treat.
So what is it like working outdoors here and with this cast and with Tom?
You know, we were indoors for our rehearsal process. So in the last week, getting outside has been a big change. One of the things actually about the space that I really like is that it's outdoor theater, but it feels very intimate. Just the way that the amphitheater is not as big as I expected, even with like seeing pictures. And I think the audience is actually quite close. You know, if you're in the swing, and we don't know how far back people are going to go. We've had people even in our tech rehearsals just kind of showing up and plopping down and watching from afar. But the sort of main part of the audience is really a part of it. But the biggest challenge mostly was switching, you know, into your outdoor voice. And that just adds a whole new element of what you need to think about. And because, you know, what's the point of all the work if no one can hear you?
But at the same time, you have to keep the intimacy and mm-hmm. and the connection with the other actors that you've developed over the rehearsal, too.
Yeah.
You can't just start shouting at each other.
Right. And that's what it feels like at first. It feels like you're just shouting. And really, in the last couple of days, last night, we had a really nice full run through with costumes and everything. And things started to kind of click back in of communicating with the other people on stage and all of that stuff.
Not just projecting.
Yeah.
Now, Tom, are you setting As You Like It in Shakespearean times, or are you moving it at a different time?
We've just sort of created our own little world for it. Melissa Benson is our costume designer, and she's created some pretty delightful costumes. But it's its own world. And one thing I want to say is that Rosalind is the largest female role in the Shakespeare canon.
And, you know, I realize that not everybody listening knows the basic story of the play. So we probably should do a very quick synopsis of what it is going into the forest and who Rosalind is and what's happening. So let's do that really fast, and then we can get on to other things.
Sure. Rosalind is the cousin of Celia, and Celia's father is the duke of this city, and he had banished Rosalind's father. And towards the beginning of the play, he gets paranoid, and he banishes Rosalind. But Rosalind and Celia are so close that Celia says, well, I'm going with her. And they also take Touchstone, the court fool, with them. Because they're going out into the forest and it's this unknown place, they come up with these disguises that they think will help protect them and keep them from being preyed upon. Now, before they leave for the forest, Rosalind briefly runs into this young man named Orlando, and they have an instant connection, and they both long for each other and wish to see each other, and they run into each other into the woods where Rosalind has disguised herself as a man. And she starts teaching Orlando how to be a proper wooer. If he ever runs into Rosalind, how he should properly woo her. But unbeknownst to him, Ganymede, who is teaching him this, is actually Rosalind. And then everything turns out in the end. Shakespeare really set up this sort of dangerous world of the city and this sort of egalitarian, peaceful world of the forest. And I started picturing Shakespeare, because he lived out in the country and worked in the city. And I thought about him leaving his beautiful pastoral home and then arriving at the London Bridge with the heads on the pikes.
and the pestilence and the disease, the everything else that was going on in
right,
London.
Right,
right.
And, and in the court there, if you, you could – like if you think of Henry VIII, you could be his best friend one day and the next day you're losing your head.
So. Right. So there's that sort of treachery and, and things.
Kind of vigilance about the city. Everyone has to be aware of who's watching you. And
which is interesting because most of us think of the forest as the scary place because, you know, you don't go into the forest alone. Don't go there because it's dark and scary and you might – wild animals might be there. But as you're right, it's presented as a safer and more egalitarian place.
Now, there are characters that are afraid when they get there.
Right.
But they eventually come to peace with their fears and enjoy living in the forest.
Is this the permanent home now?
We hope it will be, yes.
So looking ahead for Optimist Theater, are you looking to do more than one production a year now, now that you have a more permanent home and things seem to be financially a little more settled?
That's always been a goal. I don't know if it will happen next year. It is a possibility for next year. The more likelihood is probably 2 years down the road. We'll add a second show. You know, your costs don't quite double, but almost double by adding a second show. So,
what about extending the run of the one that you do now? Is that a possibility as well?
We wanted to see what happened this year as far as crowds and audience and demand. But if the demand is there, we will certainly increase the run. I would really like to be able to increase it to a four weekend run.
I would think just for all the work that,
right,
that everybody's
exactly.
done.
Yeah, it is. It's all of a sudden it's like, wow, this is going to be over pretty soon.
And so for you, what's next, Kristen, after you finish the show? What's on your calendar?
You know, I am sort of an actor in transition. I finished grad school about a year ago in Madison, and I when I came here, that was my leaving Madison probably for good and moving on. And I'm not really sure where I'm going next. Probably Chicago, but
where the jobs take
you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm at that phase where all I really want is to work, and I can go wherever
right.
to do that.
Well, both of you, thanks so much for coming in and break a leg.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you so much.
Tom Reed is the Associate Artistic Director for Optimist Theater and directs their production of As You Like It. He's also on the theater faculty at Alverno College. Kristen Hammergren plays Rosalind. As You Like It previews tonight at 8 at Optimist's new home in Caddish Park and will run the next 2 weekends. All performances are free. There's more information about the production and about the company at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next, we'll turn our attention to circuses, circa the early 20th century. Lake Effect returns in just a moment on WUWM.